Hi, it's Max McCogan here in Audioboom. Just a quick one on the latest update to the Audioboom app. I was just listening to Melania, I can't pronounce that. If I had it in front of me, I could say it probably, but I haven't got it in front of me. Apologies. Melanie, anyway, who was talking about some of the things that she was thinking about. The DMs, the personal messages, and of course, Nahama at Canmore 73 had already mentioned that. I think it was, who was it that talked about, it was Claire Randall who talked about the amount of space that DMs take up. And I sent a text comment back on that audio to Claire about the DMs, saying, why do they need to keep them? And so that's what I'm saying just now. If the DM, we've already lost them and they're not going to come back. But the point is, if they were taking up so much space, DMs, personal messages, do not need to be kept for a lengthy time. I mean, that's for the personal messages between people. Why don't they just set a time limit? So personal messages will be stored for a month maximum, maybe not even as long as that. There's no need to store personal messages for weeks and months and months. I mean, once you've got it, sometimes you go back to it if you haven't replied. But then wouldn't that, if you knew that someone had sent you a personal message and you had, say, a week, 2 weeks to respond to that, well, you know how sometimes we get a wee bit lethargic about things and we say, oh, I'll get back to them, I'll get back to them. And then you don't get back to them, well, you don't get back to them for a while. But if you knew that you only had a week or 2 weeks to reply and that message would be gone, then, you know, you would reply quicker. And that would also save massive space. But like Melanie says, it's if you can comment on the website, well, hey, I don't know what it's all about anyway. It was just a thought coming back in on the things that people have already mentioned about these personal messages and, of course, the comments, but personal messages, I think, was the biggest blow to me. I always loved getting a personal message. To me, it was that bit of gold dust in a day, in amongst all your normal Audioboo timeline listening. A personal message was that wee bit of gold dust, and we've lost that wee bit of gold dust. And it's not going to be the same doing it on the website. But hey, there you go. Just my thoughts. I haven't really looked at the new app, to be honest with you. I've got it on my iPad by accident. I haven't really looked at the new app. I did spot something that I thought was quite neat. I can't remember what it was now, because I tend to do everything regarding Audioboo on my iPhone, as I am just now. But we'll see how it goes anyway. So, thanks for listening once again, and cheerio bye. And sorry, Melanie, apologies for not being able to pronounce your full name properly. Bye for now.